sticking up there, but it never had any wires on it.
Oh, I see.
Well, I think that he went out of the electric business really before he went into it. Now, whether he ever ran that for his own house down there and for the store, I don't know, but I don't believe he did. Then when they started the Fulford-by-the-Sea development, they put in a so-called power plant over there. And that one, I don't believe ever actually operated. It was just, it went with the boom.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
And yeah, I was just curious about that, because I think it's one of those things that probably comes up on paper and that had you been here, you know, something like that. But I think she said something like for 2 hours a night for $2 a month or something like that. Well, it's probably just three or four houses.
Or it may have been just a projected plan that never actually went into operation.
Was he a developer?
He was a real estate developer, yeah. In other words, he laid out the original plat for the old town of Fulford.
Do you know if that's, I know that like one of the first mayors of Miami or the first councilman of Miami after the railroad reached in 96 was
I don't think there's any relation there.
Okay. Now this house after, when you were a child, was there any houses close by? When was the nearest house?
Nearest house was about, what would the day be, a block away to the east.
Would you consider this a farm area?
The next door neighbor. It was a farming community, but this was not a farm area. Now, right across 163rd Street from me, the area between there and where the canal is now, was all model soil and was plowed up and farmed every year with tomatoes or peppers, something like that. When you got on the south side of 163rd Street, that was all sand, palmetto land, and they didn't farm it. So, we had farmland right in front of us, but not adjacent to us. It was primarily a farming community. I mean, most of the people who lived in it either made their living farming or off of the farmers.
About how far was it from this community to Miami proper?
About 12 miles.
12 miles? About how long, was it easily accessible or?
Well, from my time of knowledge, yes. I mean, the Dixie Highway went down into Miami and, see, if I remember rightly, my dad had his first automobile in 1921 or 22. I can remember growing up in Miami.
So it wasn't much of a
family then. Was considered a half hour, three quarter of an hour drive. We didn't have flat tires on the way.
What were the roads made out of? What was
McAdam. The Dixie Highway was McAdam.
Yeah.
I can remember when 163rd Street was up to just past our house was raw white rock, no tar surface on it. And then after that, it just became trail through the sand. Then I remember when they paved it, put a McAdam paving on it.
Well, the McAdam paving, is that the...
It's a rock and tar seal.
Okay, but is that the local, did they use coquina rock for that?
Not coquina. What you had down here is your oolite limestone.
Oh.
Coquina is farther north.
Right.
There's no coquina in this area.
Right, okay. That's the reason why I'm familiar with that myself, and I'm curious about that. I noticed, I always wondered when I was a kid why when the roads were first put down, they were black, and after about a year, they were white.
Well, most of those up in that part of the state were shell. There were tremendous shell deposits, not coquina, which is a finer, it's almost a rock with these coquina bound together, but there were a lot of tremendous oyster and clam shell deposits.